Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 91 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've talked extensively about many game improvement essentials. As I always say, game improvement starts with having the proper mindset. And that should not surprise anyone. After all, if you hope to become a better player, a more consistent and successful player, then it behooves you to truly understand and enjoy the process, because willpower alone is never enough. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about the importance of welcoming the journey and all that it entails for game improvement as well as game play. Now, it goes without saying that discipline and patience are key ingredients to improving your game. And I've talked about this in many of my podcasts. For example, in podcast episode number 4, I talked about practicing the right way and enduring short-term pain for long-term gain. Or in podcast episodes 61 and 62, about when and how to make adjustments to your game, and so on. The fact is, improving your game is a grind, and there's really no way around it. From gaining a thorough understanding of what you are trying to execute, to the never-ending rinse and repeats necessary to develop the proper muscle memory, if you lack discipline and patience going through this process, you are not likely going to make any real progress or sustainable improvement. Thus, when it comes to game improvement, you have to embrace the grind. And not surprisingly, the same principle applies to gameplay. However, this correlation of grind and gameplay is not as obvious or automatic as we like it to be. The fact is, many players do embrace the grind when it comes to practice and drills. They will diligently practice, go through, and do whatever drills they believe will be useful to help improve their games. But come match time, that patience and prudence in constructing points and the willingness to grind out rallies and points often go right out the window. Now, I've seen this become increasingly common in recent years as advancements in racket and string technology have placed the power game front and center for players of all levels, from the weekend warriors to the professionals on tour. And as I talked about in podcast episode number 47, many players these days would rather play a high-risk, high-reward type of game by going all offense all the time rather than keeping the ball in play and waiting for the opening to go for a more offensive shot. And so much for grinding out points these days. And you see this every day at your local park or club. Heck, there's probably a pretty good chance that you are one of these players during match play who often attempts to press the issue or end points prematurely, the result of which is a feast or famine type of match that is typically not the most enjoyable to play or spectate for that matter. You know, recently I was watching a league singles match at the local club. One of the players was someone with whom I was somewhat familiar. I had actually played him a couple of sets a few months ago. Let's call him Rick. And the other was a player whom I was unfamiliar. Let's call him John. From the warm-ups, it was fairly obvious to me that Rick had a clear edge in athleticism. Now, Rick is a solid and heady baseliner with sound footwork and stroke mechanics. John, on the other hand, is a taller, more languid player, not as fluid in movement or form, and despite his physical attributes, was actually not a big crusher of the ball. Now, while he wasn't flashy, John's strokes were solid, consistent, and controlled. And from the sidelines, I could see John was a focused and intense player with a very persistent mindset. Now, being somewhat familiar with Rick's game and after seeing a brief sampling of John's, I thought Rick would have an edge in the head-to-head matchup. Even though John was taller and rangier in arms and legs, their games were very similar. Rick just seemed to have a tad more agility and foot speed, along with pace and action on his shots, than John. Now, Rick won the first couple of games, which were closely contested, each game going to several deuces and featuring a number of entertaining and lengthy rallies of 8 to 10 strokes or more. And it didn't surprise me that Rick won those games, as I thought Rick could do what John could do, only a little better. But all of that suddenly shifted in the beginning of the third game. For some reason, Rick started to play a lot more aggressively, perhaps over-aggressively, hitting harder and taking more chances earlier in the rallies. Rick seemed unwilling to engage in any lengthy baseline exchanges, even though he won most of them in the first two games. Long story short, Rick lost the match in two close sets, 7-5, 6-4. But I should point out that many of the points that John won were off of Rick's unforced errors. For me, it was a little surprising to see Rick try to play as offensively as he did, which was out of character for him. Rick is typically a patient and prudent player who employs a sensibly measured game. Perhaps playing an opponent whose overall game style and pace were very similar to his had something to do with it. But whatever the reason, in this particular case, Rick was unwilling to exercise the patience and grind out the points, and it ultimately cost him the match. Folks, there are no shortcuts in this game. You've got to embrace the grind, not only when it comes to game improvement, but game play as well. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.